Good afternoon. I'm Jennifer Bittner with MicroStrategy, and with me here presenting today is Rick Frausto, also known as Rio, here at MicroStrategy. We are local here to the Southern California team. If you're not familiar with MicroStrategy, we are an enterprise analytics and business intelligence software solution. Been around for about 30 years. Our CEO founded the company and is still our CEO, 100% focused on enterprise analytics, and we're very proud of that. Within the enterprise analytics space, we are consistently rated number one among the analysts. And what I want to talk to you about today is specifically how we are working with organizations in the media and entertainment industry and what we're doing for them. So there's really three areas in which we consistently have customers in the media and entertainment space contacting us or reaching out to us when Excel or their visualization tools just aren't cutting it for them anymore. So those three specific areas, why they're reaching out is they have, you guys in this industry have a lot of data, and it continues to grow, and it also continues to change because the business keeps changing. So how do you keep up with that from a business perspective and get those analytics out to your users with that growing and proliferation of data? So that's one reason they're reaching out to us, and we'll talk about that more. The second reason that we consistently have customers reaching out is, how do I get all of this data out to my business in a very easy way without training them on a new tool with their existing workflows or out to their mobile devices? So that's the second area that we'll talk to you about. And the third area is, I have all this data and I want to get it out to my business, but I want to make sure it's accurate. We constantly hear that people will show up in a boardroom with a very beautiful visualization, but the data's wrong. So how do you make sure that you show up with the right data? So those are the three amongst many, and Rio will go into some more detail on the other challenges that we hear a lot. But these are three areas that that we do see. So the first, the proliferation of data. See on the right, there's lots of data sources coming in. How do we handle all of that data? So a case study, actually one of the consultants within MicroStrategy is here in the room with us today that has worked in the media and entertainment space, and he provided a case study in preparation for this meeting. Within this specific customer, they started out with about four data sources. And with these four data sources, they need to be able to slice and dice data many different ways within one dashboard. Over the years, this project has grown to dozens of data sources that they need to access in a live manner, and they need to be able to slice and dice it, you know, many, many different ways. And we're going to show you a demo of an example or several examples of dashboards that you can envision in a mobile device similar to this project. On the left with the data sources, one other thing I want to note with MicroStrategy is we have built connectors to about 300 plus growing number of data sources, and you'll see this within other tools, but with MicroStrategy, we've done this in a very unique way by taking advantage of the native capabilities within each of these solutions. So that is very unique to MicroStrategy. Now the second area, we have a lot of data as an organization, but how do we deliver it out to the business for them to consume easily within their day-to-day operations? One is via mobile. In the case study that we talked about, that our consultant worked on, they needed to get data out to the mobile devices of the executives very quickly and easily. So with MicroStrategy, you can build one dashboard, or what we call a dossier, and deliver it to any device immediately. In addition, with MicroStrategy, you can take this data or the analytics and deliver it into any existing workflow. Maybe that's a portal that your user goes to every day, or a specific application your user goes to every day, or even in email, we can deliver or embed MicroStrategy analytics. And the third area is around data governance. We'll go into more detail in this in a moment, but this is the area where you're delivering data to your business, but you want to make sure it's right. On the right, with Excel or many of the visualization tools, you're capturing metadata, but it's per dashboard or per report. So if you change anything, it's not going to change anybody else's dashboard, but just yours. So you're going to come to a conference room and all have a different answer to the same question. With MicroStrategy, we have a single layer, schema layer, where you can capture this information, and if you change it in one report or dashboard, it'll change it across everyone's dashboards. So you can come to the conference room with the same answer, and we'll show you more detail on that as we go through.
Hey everyone. So it's the end of the day and I'm keeping you from the bar, so I'm gonna jump into the demo and show you a real life application that our professional services team created. Alberto and Michael are in the room. They'll be available for Q&A afterward. But essentially, I wanted to show you how you can use MicroStrategy in media and entertainment and why a lot of companies choose us to do that. So right here, we're looking at a custom landing page. It's a place where you can bring your users, tell them to go to a single location. This is developed for the web, and I'm also here viewing it on a tablet, which just happens to be connected to my iPad and my laptop here. But based on their login, they can get a very unique view of this landing page. Right now, we're seeing links for dailies, marketing, forecasting, etc. But that could easily be a different view depending on who's logging into this dashboard. So let's go ahead and just start, and we'll look at the dailies. So this is an example of how a company might use this to do their title analysis. Right now, we're just looking at the main page. And we've got some very nice pictures with our major KPIs that are right here in front of us. Very quickly, we're able to see that we're in play week three. We got our global box office numbers and our tune to date right there. And we are able to provide a selector down at the bottom with icons that are able to update your data and allow you to move through this analysis in a colorful way. And here I've got two titles side by side, so I can do some comparison analysis as well. You'll notice that at the top left, I have a navigation bar that will allow me to go through my series of dashboards. This could also be unique by login as well. But while I'm in the dailies, you'll also notice the bar across the top as well that allows us to maximize our space on a small form factor and be able to have a lot of analytics. And you can kind of go through this guided analytics story here. So we'll move on to the comp market summary. And here we get a very quick view of how the title selected here. Here is ARC listed with some of our main KPIs around that title. But then we get to see how it compares to other comps, both in gross, cume, and total gross. Our movie here is listed in gray, and you can see how it measures up to other movies that are comparables. So this is a lot of data that's here, but we also need to slice it and dice it, as Jennifer mentioned earlier. So MicroStrategy gives the ability to add some selectors and access a lot of information very quickly. It gets updated and it's right there at the hands for your consumers. So they don't have to wait and make another request to get a different view of the same data set. We can move forward, and as we're moving through our analytics story here, we now want to get some more of a detailed view. So we have more of a data info a grid chart here that lists out, it's interactive, so if I want to look at the weeks in release, I can resort that column, and now I'm looking at the titles that are recently released, and I get other segments of my data relevant to this analysis as well. If I'm taking this and I'm walking into a meeting, and I don't want to show them this big old grid and dashboard, I want to show them something a little more compelling. So I'll go ahead and click on that, and now I've got a story that I can tell, walk into a conference room, show this up on the projector, and we can have a conversation about what we're doing compared to other distributors, and I have some live filters that allow me to update and get an interactive story that I can start to tell and share with other people within my company. I'll jump over to a market breakdown, and this highlights our mapping features. So very clean layout again, we have our title up here under the same selector. Some KPIs are listed here on the left, broken out by region. And I can go ahead and go through my map and see how I'm performing across the globe. And because this app was created and is fully integrated with the iOS operating system, I can go ahead and take advantage of some of those features. So here I'll use a freeform selector and just select part of the region I'm interested in. And now I can get data on those specific regions and how they're performing over this past weekend. I can zoom to that area and continue my analysis and kind of drive my story as it continues further. When I'm done, I'll just go ahead and delete it, and I'll move through my analysis here. So this is just looking at dailies, and this is one way that you can address these questions that come up constantly. You want to monitor these things constantly. We'll go ahead and jump into forecasting. And right here, there's just a quick analysis of looking at your upcoming titles with your current titles, and you can see how they're performing across these four different metrics and their release dates as well. But what's really interesting is looking at the dating analysis. A couple ways to do that. If I have my titles here, in this case, I'll use my selector and I'll pick Soldierese. Then I can compare it to what else is out there and how it's comparing, how many weeks in release, and break that down by region. So I'm looking at the week before leading into the release of my main analysis title, and then I'm looking at the current, and then the week after the release of my main title. So I can do some comparisons and see how I'm executing compared to other titles that are out there right now. Another way to look at that dating analysis is to do it more of a calendar view. So I get this calendar view of my releases, and I can see what things might impact the performance of my movie, other releases, holidays that are occurring, anything that might impact the audience spending their dollars at my title, which is really what I'm driving for here. We'll jump from forecasting and go into industry trends. And again, we have three titles that we're comparing, and we're able to insert some visualizations into this dashboard. But you'll notice I've got some years here. I can store a lot of information here and break it down by year and do year-over-year analysis very easily. And this comes back very quickly. So our memory architecture, our in-memory architecture, allows MicroStrategy to be able to execute these things very quickly. Jumping ahead to marketing. We can do some campaign analysis here. So this is a great way to take your main title and compare it to, let me actually select the title, and then compare it to the top three comps in the area. And I can see across my marketing channels how my spend is comparing to those other comp titles and see if I need to make any adjustments. And these are decisions that could cost you a lot of money if you don't make an adjustment very quickly, as I'm sure you know. We'll jump into finance, and these have all been very visual views. Finance and accountants, they like their balance sheets and they want this hierarchical reporting view, which MicroStrategy can accommodate. This is a way to look at our actuals versus our plan and look at do the variance analysis associated with that. So this is just one sample of what our team put together to be able to analyze global box office titles. And how that might look in a MicroStrategy developed app, which can be consumed on a laptop or, in this case, on an iPad. So I know we made that look very easy, right? But there are actually a lot of challenges that go into this. So if we looked at what we just reviewed, we have our marketing dashboards that looked over the awareness of our campaigns and looked at the comparisons for performance. Our flash dashboards, we're able to do our performance versus projection analysis. Our planning dashboards, data comparisons, and then our financial dashboards did some variance analysis comparing to our plan and performance. So these are all things that MicroStrategy make look really, really easy, but there's a lot of challenges that come into actually executing these and executing them well. Disparate data sources, having to gather all this data from multiple locations, and bring it all together in a unified and meaningful way. Supporting large amounts of data. Jennifer mentioned it at the introduction. Not only are there more data sources growing, but there's more data within your systems that needs to be analyzed so you can look at historical trends and be able to use that to your advantage and do some more advanced predictive analysis on top of that. complex analytics, the ability to execute some of these advanced functions, such as sentiment analysis. In marketing, you'll want to add your campaigns and be able to do that in a seamless way that just flows through your application. There's no need to recompile any apps with like strategy. Pull ahead of myself. Easily and update your forecasts. Custom visualizations so you can digest these trends over time. These are all challenges that we're facing when we're building an application like this. Giving secure views to our users based on their department and level of access. And of course, making it portable and maintaining data integrity. It's a little scary to unleash this to your business users and then see what they develop and just hope it all matches and they did their job. You want to be able to give them a system that you're confident they can build upon and still maintain your data integrity and your data governance. So MicroStrategy addresses all of these challenges through our many different platform features, including our multi-sourcing. Our in-memory architecture allows us to bring in a lot of data and be able to store it in memory so it's ready and available for your dashboard to execute. We have highly customizable metric definitions. You can create level metrics, nested metrics. You can put a high level of business logic complexity within these and be able to utilize them within your reporting features. We have the ability to update these apps. So if you add a marketing campaign, for example, once it's inserted into your table, that update will flow through your reports. There's no need to go recompiling any apps. MicroStrategy has a unique ability using what we call transaction services to be able to push data back from your application and right back to the data source. So now anything that's built off of that column in that data source, an attribute, a metric, anybody else who's using that reusable object in their analysis, they'll see that update in real time as well. I don't know if anybody else has parallels, but it is the bane of my existence. Sorry, guys. There we go. And then, of course, one of the big ones is user security. And the way that we approach our data model and our metadata allows you to put security where it belongs, which is close to the data. And I'll talk about how we execute both row level and column level security in addition to our role security as well. You saw the demo is on a mobile application, on a mobile device. And data governance is our bread and butter and has been since we were founded 30 years ago. And we'll talk about what makes this possible. So it's our MicroStrategy metadata. And this is unique to MicroStrategy. And I know the first thing you're thinking, wait a second, I've heard lots of companies say they have metadata. This is not unique to MicroStrategy, they've done it before. But our approach is different. Now, maybe that's true because the definition of metadata is simply data about data. So if I have a shortcut on my desktop, on my laptop here, that points to a Word document, then I too have metadata. But what does that mean for other analyst tools out there? So in this case, we have a data source, and we have Dan. And Dan fills out his requirement for his dashboard. And before he can achieve this, he needs somebody at the architectural level to put together the data sources in a meaningful way and create a metadata for this particular requirement. Then you've got your data analyst who gets to work writing some code so they can put this all together and create a data set that then builds the dashboard, which is the ultimate deliverable for this requirement. And Dan's happy. Then more requirements come in, and you have different flavors, and then they have to get to work again creating another set of metadata to support each of these lines of requirements. So already we're seeing disparate data sources that are occurring that need to be maintained and don't unify with each other, so they don't know about the existence of each other. So Dan's happy, this is the best thing since sliced bread, so he wants to share it out to Melissa. So he makes a copy of his dashboard, he puts a filter on it for Melissa's team, and he shares it off with her. And Melissa's happy, this is great, I gotta share this with my intern, Sam. And Sam gets his view, but Melissa has taken away some things because he's an intern. She doesn't want him to see certain metrics, so she's manually deleted some of these. And she's basically created another copy of this report, of this dashboard, and then customized it to her specifications. Now, this is great. Everybody's living in happy analytical land. But what happens when somebody upstairs says, hey, I need a KPA definition change, and I need to update that? Now I send IT out to the various sources of metadata that they know about, and then all the ones that they don't know about, they have to go out and fix. So you can see from an IT standpoint, This creates a large load and burden on IT that should be shifted to the business side. So MicroStrategy accomplishes this with a unified metadata. Before these data sets even get built, everything has been architected in a way that's unified, that you can build off your reusable objects that flow through the users in a secure way. So I make my objects that are reusable at the abstraction layer, and then I give access to them to my report owners, to my analysts, my consumers, and then if I have to make that KPI update, I make it at the data abstraction layer, and that flows through everywhere where that object is used, making it really easy to maintain. So we essentially provide a bimodal approach to BI. We empower business users to be able to take their Excel data sources and create data import cubes. We also allow the more architected approach with the metadata, where you can build your in-memory cubes and reports, and then both approaches allow you to build your visualizations before you share and publish. And then you can eventually consume this into the architected model and make it available. But this shifts the burden from IT over to business. So when you look at that, we're creating our data model right above a semantic layer here that creates our schema objects. On top of this, you can build your reusable objects. So my metrics, my filters, my custom groups are simply objects that are clicked and dragged onto dashboards, reports, graphs, and then consumed within applications that can then be shared in a multiple array of devices. So if you're not ready for the fully architected approach, then we give you an option to be able to take a non-modeled approach and get some quick wins to be able to get some dashboards out there in MicroStrategy very quickly before you endeavor on the architectured approach. So that's the foundation of what has made this company great over 30 years, and that allows us to integrate with some great new technologies, and here's just a sample.
An intelligent enterprise makes analytics easy for everyone, not just analysts. MicroStrategy is the only analytics and mobility platform that delivers on this promise. With a vast library of native gateways, you can connect to and leverage every asset, from Salesforce.com to ERP systems, from relational databases to Hadoop data lakes. Quickly build analytics apps that bundle real-time business information with collaboration, geospatial analytics, natural language, and machine learning. Deliver an optimized, consistent experience for every screen, including native apps for iOS and Android devices. And design transaction-enabled apps to mobilize any process. Unlike other solutions, MicroStrategy lets you deploy digital identity apps that enable physical and logical access across the enterprise. Our unique open architecture delivers APIs that let you embed analytics into any custom application and tap into modern technologies like chatbots, voice, and augmented reality. Even connect third-party clients like Tableau, Click, or Power BI to any MicroStrategy application, and deliver data discovery to departmental users so they can quickly build and consume apps without sacrificing enterprise governance, scalability, or performance. Deploy MicroStrategy for Windows and Linux on-premises or on AWS and get up and running in minutes. MicroStrategy delivers everything you need to make analytics easy, accessible, and powerful for everyone. That's why thousands of leading organizations have chosen us for over 25 years. Start your journey to the intelligent enterprise with MicroStrategy.
And that's just a small taste of your journey to the intelligent enterprise. We have some folks from our professional services team that are here for some questions and answers. We can do that here, or we can do that at the bar, but I want to thank you for coming today. If there's any questions.